This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City has two public Montessori elementary schools, one of which, Border Star, is fully accredited. Holiday, on the other hand, has struggled to retain Montessori-trained teachers for years. But as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, that's finally changing.
Last spring, Principal Kalinda Bass Barlow was nearing the end of her first year at Holiday. She stops in a sunlight-drenched hallway to point out the playground and trails to the nearby Lakeside Nature Center.
Right here in KCPS, we have a jewel.
Holiday was built specifically for Montessori education, with spacious classrooms and open-air courtyards. It was one of the state-of-the-art magnet schools KCPS opened in the 90s. For a while, Holiday flourished. Then, Montessori-trained teachers began to leave, and they haven't been replaced.
I try to stick with the facts, but the reality of it is that Holiday has been here and has not had trained teachers in areas.
Border Star is in Brookside. It's 44% white, the teachers are Montessori certified, and there's a wait list to get in. Holiday's demographics are more representative of the district. It's 93% black and located in an economically disadvantaged neighborhood.
Border Star is the Montessori program that everyone knows about. I love my brown babies here.
Families whose kids are waitlisted at Border Star won't take the seats they're offered at Holiday. Part of it may be the teachers. Until recently, Holiday had very few Montessori-certified teachers. Bass Barlow is herself what's known as a traditional principal, someone without a Montessori background.
There was anxiety about a non-Montessorian, again, yet another one, running this school.
That's John Freeman with the National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector, the consultant Bass Barlow brought in to help her turn Holiday around. Bass Barlow says she called consultant after consultant, and they all turned her down. But as Freeman listened to the messages, plural, Bass Barlow left him, he thought, here's a non-Montessorian who gets it.
I don't like to stay in my office a lot because of just the importance I believe in inspecting what I expect and just being out there. What do you have?
Art teacher Barb Klupfel beckons Bass Barlow into her classroom to show off the kids' work. The pinks pop. The artists are just 4 years old.
For art, everybody gives you the red, yellow, and blue, that really boring stuff. And now I've ruined you because you get the cyan, blue, the magenta, and the yellow. And it just makes the most beautiful colors.
But in May, Klupfel hung up her smock. She spent half her summer in Dallas with Bass Barlow and five other teachers at an intensive Montessori training.
This was a lot more energizing than me sitting around home keeping the house clean. Because, you get all this brand new information and it just really charges you up.
Getting a teacher certified to teach Montessori can cost up to $11,000.
Affluent schools, private schools, they can afford it. But Dr. Montessori's work started with children that were in poverty. And so the children that need it most are these children here that are in KCPS.
Today, Jennifer Collier is the district's director of human resources, but she used to be principal at the other Montessori school, Border Star. It's the stately brick building at 63rd and Warnell.
Many people think it is a private school. I received lots of phone calls and emails from parents who were interested in how I can get my child in this private school.
Collier recognizes herself in Principal Bass Barlow. When she arrived at Border Star in 2012, she hadn't had any Montessori training either.
However, I had a whole community supporting me in that work. My parents, my staff members, my students, they all wanted to know that we had Montessori trained teachers.
Collier says the district was willing to make the same investment at Holiday, but that's not what the principal at that time wanted.
One of the leaders told me that she sort of preferred traditional teachers. And so I think for many people, it appears that there's been a disparity of treatment between the two schools. But I think that we've allowed principals to decide whether or not it was important to have Montessori trained teachers.
Collier says while principals should have autonomy, the district also has an obligation to provide students with a quality education at both its Montessori schools.
I smell fresh paint.
Yes. Right back behind you, the green walls.
A new school year has started at Holiday. Training this summer has made Bass Barlow a lot more confident.
Whereas last year, I really didn't admit this to people because I'm used to being an instructional leader, being in the trenches, knowing what's going on, getting in there modeling and doing lessons with them. I couldn't do that last year. And so that's what training gave me. I feel like it empowered me.
Bass Barlow says soon Holiday will be a fully accredited Montessori school.
No longer will we be the school that's over here that's doing Montessori, but now we're able to offer quality Montessori.
And word's gotten out. Though Bass Barlow still has a few open seats for elementary students, she also has more than 50 names on a waiting list for preschool. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.